Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bob-a-pedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Feminist icon Gloria Steinem has passed away. She had a great influence on generations of women here in the Bay Area. KCBS's Holly Kwan joins us live. And Holly, you just talked to one of those women.
Yeah, Jason, Gloria Steinem spent a fair amount of time here in the Bay Area lighting a fire under up-and-coming leaders like East Bay Congresswoman Latifah Simon.
I spent a lot of time with Ms. Steinem over the years at her kitchen table, at conferences, one-on-one phone calls. She was a mentor to me as a young woman leader. As I moved into politics, she had a lot of advice for me. So I'm a little stunned by the news, still digesting. But the world is, in fact, a more profound place for women and girls because of her advocacy.
Simon's LinkedIn photo is of her and Steinem on stage in San Francisco. San Francisco Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi and House Speaker Emerita posting on X that Steinem was a fearless trailblazer who inspired generations of women to know their power. This coming from a political leader who spent the last almost 40 years in battle in Washington. Reporting live, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thanks, Holly. An active police investigation underway in San Jose this morning following a late-night shooting. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us live from the scene with the details. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jason. This is at Taylor and Stockton, which is south of downtown San Jose. I'm looking at an intersection blocked off by cones and police tape as well. Officers are on scene, as well as the San Jose Police crime scene van, and several crime scene investigators are looking at evidence in the parking lot of a liquor store here on the corner. We did receive a response from San Jose Police this morning. They say that one person was shot just after 11 o'clock last night. That person sustained life-threatening injuries and was taken to the hospital. We're not sure of their condition. However, we can speculate at this point that it's not good. So the fact that crime scene investigators are here going over what is likely a homicide scene is what I would hazard to guess at this point. However, that has not been confirmed by police. The other thing that to note is that this is completely blocked off. We do understand that police will be here for some time as they continue to investigate the shooting. The suspect apparently ran off after the incident, so there is no word on a suspect at this point following the shooting late last night. Live from the scene in San Jose, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thanks, Matt. Sausalito City Manager Elaine Forbes has resigned from her post. She was arrested earlier this summer after deputies found her on someone else's boat at Sausalito Yacht Harbor. Forbes' family said she had suffered a mental health crisis. She's pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor charges. The mayor of Sausalito says Brandon Phipps will serve as interim city manager. PG&E says it plans to hold off on spending about $2 billion on planned investment for improvements to its infrastructure next year. KCBS's Mike DeWall joins us live, and it comes on the heels of a significant wildfire liability reform bill falling apart in the legislature. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jason. That's right. PG&E says it plans to defer this spending as it takes the rare step of an entire company review, including its structure and how it's funded. CEO Patty Poppe.
We will do this so that we borrow less money and avoid some of the more expensive interest rates, which would drive up customer costs.
Governor Newsom had sought to limit the liability of utilities for wildfires sparked by their equipment. While that effort ultimately died, it is possible the legislature could take it up in a special session.
We are pretty crystal clear that this is a consequential moment, and you're seeing the consequences played out in real time.
But others see PG&E's move as retaliatory. Jamie Court is with Consumer Watchdog. He says much of this money is from ratepayers, and if the investments aren't going to be made, the money should be given back. They're asking the CPUC to force PG&E to show cause for the move.
Ratepayers are insulated from any of these problems with stock prices falling or even credit rating downgrades.
Reporting live, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Thanks, Mike. Three buildings were damaged in a fire in downtown Oakland. The fire broke out at 1 p.m. yesterday on Webster Street, just north of 880. Firefighters put out the fire within an hour and managed to keep the fire itself contained to the building where it started. The others sustained minor damage. No word yet on the cause of the fire. More Bay Area job cuts to report, this time in the grocery sector. 51 jobs will be eliminated when the Raley store on Sand Creek Road in Brentwood shuts down in November. This follows the closure of the Raley store on Lone Tree Way in Antioch. 43 people lost their jobs there. Alioto's at San Francisco Fisherman's Wharf is no more, but the famous restaurant's name lives on. Alioto's Plaza is a new landmark on the spot where Alioto's had served up seafood for the better part of a century. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie was on hand for its opening yesterday. He noted the new plaza represents the spirit of the neighborhood itself.
These projects are built around the same idea. San Francisco's waterfront should be and must serve the people who live here while welcoming people from around the world. Fisherman's Wharf is a famous destination, but it is also a working neighborhood where local businesses support thousands of jobs.
Alioto's Plaza is a place for people to gather with picnic tables and string lights, pop-up spots for retail, and beverages and signs for visitors detailing the wharf's history and culture. There's some special artwork shining from the top of the Salesforce Tower this week. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, pieces created by kids battling cancer will be lighting up the San Francisco skyline tonight and tomorrow.
They're all self-portraits. One of them,
Amay, he is the son of our founder, and he passed away, sadly, from cancer many years ago.
All of the kids whose pictures are featured during this Childhood Cancer Awareness Month are from the Bay Area, says Deborah Braun, CEO of Kids and Art Foundation, which uses the healing powers of art with kids battling cancer.
Kids often see themselves, they say, oh, I'm a soccer player, right? I do karate, I'm a ballerina, I'm a this, I'm a that. And because they're disconnected from all those activities, they lose those pieces of their identity. And so much of what they're doing is around doctors, medications, and treatment. And so we're giving them the chance to see themselves as something else. And they really come through and create some really meaningful pieces.
In San Francisco, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns.
No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your KCBS News Watch is sponsored by Bay Alarms, security and fire alarms for every business. They've got you. A jury is now deciding whether former Windsor Mayor Dominic Fapoli will be held liable for sexual assault. Seven women are seeking up to $2 million in damages in connection with the alleged assaults. The allegations against Fapoli came to light in 2021 when the Chronicle published claims by four plaintiffs. No criminal charges were filed in the matter. Fapoli has maintained the charges are false. The Women's Professional Baseball League is facing misuse of company fund allegations in its inaugural season. One of the league's principal investors says she has concerns about conflicts of interest and a misuse of company funds. More documentation has been requested. Meanwhile, the league is gearing up for its inaugural season championship later this month with an eye to expansion. KCBS's Marky Schaefer has a closer look at the business of women's baseball in part two of Hardball, a look at the WPBL.
For the first time in decades, women have a league of their own in the U.S., the Women's Professional Baseball League, created to give women a path to the pros. Rosters feature a $95,000 team salary cap for the inaugural season, according to Front Office Sports, with many players maintaining traditional jobs or balancing college.
You know, in a league of their own, they were forced to wear to play skirts. In today's game and day and age, the girls are wearing uniforms that were designed by our partners, Dick's Sporting Goods.
That is WPBL Communications Lead Natalie Mikulich. The league has sold $1 million in tickets and $1 million in merch.
From t-shirts to hats and sweatshirts that were not able to keep up, which is a great problem to have.
There is international appeal as four coastal teams, San Francisco Firebells, Boston Hunters, LA Queens, and New York Heights, play at Robin Roberts Stadium in Springfield, Illinois.
We had fans travel from Australia. We've had people come from Asia in order to see these incredible women and athletes play baseball and live out their dreams.
At San Francisco's first women's sports bar in the Castro, Ricky's co-owner Sarah Yurkovich joined customers in watching WPBL games streamed nationally on ESPN+.
I think because we've been waiting for so long to have our own teams to cheer for, it feels like everyone wants to be behind it, everyone's supporting it.
The league hopes to expand the inaugural four teams to 6 to 8 teams in coming seasons. Tomorrow, views from inside baseball, how it feels to be part of the inaugural season. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Right now, 70,000 or so burners are doing their thing on the playa at Black Rock Desert in Nevada. A man with the Burning Man Project managed to get an internet connection and talk to KCBS's Atta Shaheen about how it's going this year.
I went as a curiosity, having not seen many pictures. I read the survival guide and went out, and yeah, it changed my life.
That was 2013. Dominique Debequa-Dodley soon became the project's communications director and continues to be a part of Black Rock City every year.
Huge open space where art, mutant vehicles, amazing sound camps with great sound systems, small offerings from people on the back streets of the city.
Now 40 years after an anarchistic collaboration born in San Francisco, Burning Man has become something much more spectacular. And that led a co-founder to write this week that the festival has lost its soul.
I don't think Burning Man has lost its soul at all. I think it's quite the opposite. People continue to gather and build experiences that ask for more participation, more presence, more contribution, and more connection. Burning Man has always been about change.
Ata Shaheen, KCBS.
In honor of Bart's 54th birthday and Transit Month, transit enthusiasts are planning to speed run the system this Sunday. For more on what that is, KCBS's Shannon Golden caught up with the teens organizing the event at the Millbrae BART station.
Meet 16-year-old David and 18-year-old Harvey.
We met for a transit speed run, I think almost 2 years ago, and we've been friends ever since.
But wait, what exactly is a speed run?
You try to visit every station as fast as possible.
And these two are pros at it.
The fastest run I've done is the current pending Guinness World Record run at about 5 hours, 43 minutes.
Last year, they organized their first large-scale speed run, which proved to be a hit.
70 people showed up last year, and surprisingly, it went really well.
This year, they're prepared for a much larger crowd with special guests lined up, trivia planned, and a 6-hour route timed down to the minute.
It's not just how to be the fastest, because we have so many people. Sometimes people have to go to the bathroom. We need to have more time for transfers.
If you want to join them, they just ask that you RSVP online at the Millbrae BART station. Shannon Golden, KCBS.
A beloved resident at the San Francisco Zoo has died. Lulu, a 24-year-old mandrill, passed away Tuesday night. Her caretakers describe Lulu as charming and quirky and a popular member of her troupe. Zoo officials said she'd suffered from anemia, chronic kidney disease, and other ailments that had been getting worse.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.